You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Tiffany Hansen. New York's Cannabis Control Board is expected to announce the first licenses for recreational marijuana dispensaries next week. But some parts of the state will be off limits to dispensaries for the time being. That's thanks to a temporary restraining order a federal judge issued last week. With me to talk about it is WNYC's health reporter Caroline Lewis. Hi, Caroline.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. So first of all, can you explain for us how this restraining order actually came about and what parts of the state specifically are affected by it?
Sure. So the restraining order was requested by a company called Verisite New York One, which applied for a retail license under the state's cannabis equity program, even though it didn't meet all the requirements. And the block only applies to the areas where the company said it wanted to operate. So that includes Brooklyn and the Mid-Hudson region, covering Westchester and other counties just north of New York City. And it also covers three upstate regions, the Finger Lakes, Western New York, and Central New York. This equity program, known as the CARD program, prioritizes people with past marijuana convictions and their family members. And it also requires that those convictions took place in New York and that applicants have significant ties to the state. In this case, the majority owner of the company had a marijuana conviction in Michigan, not New York, and was a resident of Michigan. But he said the state was violating a constitutional provision known as the Dormant Commerce Clause by discriminating against out-of-state residents.
All right. So how much of an impact could this actually have, this restraining order, on the legal weed industry? We can call it an industry, right?
Yeah. So they're trying to build an industry. And I think even if it's only temporary, it could have a significant impact on the timeline for opening dispensaries and on how many people are actually able to benefit from the equity program. You know, New York is capping the number of licenses it will issue under this program in each region. So Brooklyn, for example, was supposed to have 19 CARD dispensaries, which is the third most in the state. Overall, 63 licenses are now affected by this injunction, which is nearly half of the 150 total licenses that were supposed to be available under the equity program. So I think that will likely make the remaining regions even more competitive. Of course, people can apply for a general license once those become available. But the idea was to give these initial equity applicants a head start to get going before others enter the market.
Got it. All right. So when will those additional licenses then become available?
Well, in addition to announcing the first CARD licenses, the Cannabis Control Board will also be considering regulations for other types of licenses at its upcoming meeting on Monday. So that means additional retail and cultivation licenses, as well as licenses for other types of businesses, such as wholesale distribution and cooperatives. These licenses will have fewer restrictions and will really open up the market to the general public. But it will take a couple of months for the applications to be released since the regulations have to go through a 60-day public comment period.
Well, this has me thinking about growers. So are they worried about being able to sell marijuana that they've produced now that there are limitations on the number of dispensaries?
I think being able to sell the products they've harvested before it goes bad is definitely a concern for New York growers in general. I think they're kind of waiting with bated breath for the dispensaries to open. But growers aren't sure yet how much of an impact the injunction will have. I think they're waiting to see how many dispensary licenses are announced on Monday. Alan Gandelman is a cannabis grower and president of the Cannabis Association of New York. He said he's only slightly worried about the injunction.
As long as the state gets the stores open, you know, end of December and January, and they keep opening more stores as every week and, you know, month go by, you know, this coming year, I think we're in a very good position.
Of course, I think it also matters where these first stores are located. A shop in Midtown Manhattan will have a lot more foot traffic and be able to move product more quickly than a dispensary upstate.
Caroline, thanks so much for your reporting on this. We really appreciate it.
Of course. Good speaking with you.
WNYC's health reporter Caroline Lewis.